David, your thoughts on today's game here at Seaview?
Disappointed. Disappointed by the level of performance. I thought in the second half, we came out and we had 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes even in the second half, where we looked the shadow of the team that we were probably in the first half, and maybe games maybe at the start of the season or whatever else. But we seemed to weather the storm, albeit we lost the lead. We conceded a penalty, which they missed. We had, I thought, decent opportunities to go and score at the time when the game was sort of opening up. And then we got done. The two goals were disappointed today, but conceded because there were two straight balls. We didn't react off the first. Again, with the level of player that Leckie or Jordan Owens, whoever it is, we didn't react off the second ball, and we got done on both occasions.
First half, to come in at half time 1-0, you must be disappointed that we didn't kick on from there.
Yeah, again, it's always a key message, and people will ask and wonder what we talked about at half time. It's always work harder, be stronger in the second half. We know that Crusaders are going to come out and get a reaction. They're at home. They'll have been disappointed that they're getting beat. So for us to come out in the manner that we did was disappointing. As I say, I thought after that we seemed to have weathered it. And we looked as if we might have scored ourselves. We had enough. Again, the frustrating thing is, I think we had enough decent chances, half chances, balls into the box, and we didn't capitalise on any today.
If there was such a thing as a neutral, that would be a cracking advert. Two teams end to end, big crowd, feisty challenges. You know, it was a great advert for the league, but it's no consolation when you don't win it.
Absolutely not, and I'm no neutral. And again, Andy, you're no neutral, and I know the supporters who will listen to this are no neutrals. So to be involved in a game of the manner or whatever it was sort of today is disappointing to lose it in the manner, especially in the manner that we did lose it. But one thing that we've always tried to do is stay calm at times. There will be noise outside. We need to stay calm, regroup, go again harder this week. And say the players are aware that the challenges are there. Not only other teams are improving or what else, we need to make sure we've got our own house in order, which in the last couple of games we've fallen short of the standard where we want to get to. But I'm sort of confident, and my huge belief is that this group of players will respond and react with tough games ahead, and we can only look forward.
The league leaders come to Windsor Park next Saturday. I mean, the sort of crowd we had in the Linfield Ends today, we're going to need that crowd and that level of support in a really tough game next week against the team Cock a Hoop.
I thought our supporters were right in the game today, and right part of sort of getting us, maybe helping us maybe weather the storm. And I say they leave disappointed. But again, like I did last week, we'll ask for the supporters to get right behind the players for next week, because again, we're going on 8. Cliftonville they're buoyant, they're coming in good form, they're coming full of confidence. We are probably just lacking maybe a little bit at the minute, but there's bumps along the way, there's bumps along in any journey, any season, and we'll react in the proper manner and respond next week.
Those Swifts are back here on Wednesday. You'll want to wish them well for a semi-final here on Wednesday night.
Yeah, again, some of the players who were maybe part of the squad or in around the bench today will be part of that on Wednesday night, certainly some of the younger players. You know, we have a close relationship with Davey. We speak to Davey quite a bit regarding, obviously, the cup competition, Stevenson. So they have an opportunity against Lisburn Distillery on Wednesday to put themselves in the final. You know, we wish them well, of course we do.
And you'll want to wish Dale Taylor well for his international debut last night.
Yeah, fantastic for Dale. You know, Dale was a breath of fresh air when he first arrived at the club. And again, I did say to the press that I spoke to that certainly Green Island have to take a hell of a lot of satisfaction on Dale's sort of early development. Whatever else, we got Dale at the stages later to develop into hopefully a first team player and now a full international. But a lot of the groundwork, the hard work was done. We take some of our guys in and around the academy, of course, and it was great to see Dale coming on last night. And you know, long may he stay and be, you know, hopefully a goal scoring full international.
Hard luck today, a busy week ahead, preparing for a huge game next Saturday, David.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it, Andy.
Cheers, Dale.
All right.